Republican Senator Scott Ulfliger says the new capital budget allows about $600 million for building new schools and around $483 million for colleges and universities. And he says it allocates new spending to deal with Ohio's opioid crisis.
Nearly $222 million will be invested in critical health and human services funding for development of disabilities, mental health, addiction treatment, and women's health initiatives. That's double what was put in the last capital budget for those areas.
The capital budget will also include $20 million Governor John Kasich wants for new scientific projects designed to fight opioid addiction. It also includes money for roads, bridges, and local parks, sports and arts facilities, and other initiatives. The lawmakers say they hope to have the bill passed by the time they leave for spring break at the end of March. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.